feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges, what if they're not holding you back, but lifting you up? Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, hosted by Karen Alexandra. This podcast is for women with excess facial or body hair and anyone facing obstacles, ready to uncover their true strength and beauty. Join us for encouraging stories of healing, growth, and empowerment, all sprinkled with a little faith. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you tune in. Subscribe now and start your journey to being fearless, free, and forever loved.
Hi, I'm Karen Alexandra, and I'm thrilled you're joining me today on Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, the podcast where we uncover the truth about who we are, fearless, free, and loved. Before we begin, take a moment to follow or subscribe so you won't miss any encouragement and leave a rating. It helps others to discover the show faster. Today, let's talk about finishing this year strong, not with a frantic rush to check off goals, but with intentionality, reflection, and hope. Whether 2024 went as planned or not, this moment is an opportunity to embrace where you are, honor your journey, and step boldly into a new year. Together, we'll explore how growth, even in unexpected places, can prepare us for a brighter future. Let's begin by taking a moment to reflect on this past year. How can we release regret and embrace the growth we've experienced? Take a deep breath with me. Breathe in through the nose and release out through the mouth. Now, let go of the weight of unmet expectations. Maybe you didn't accomplish everything you set out to do. Does that make this year a failure? Absolutely not. Unmet goals aren't defeats, they're teachers. Instead of dwelling on what you didn't achieve, celebrate what you did, even the unexpected victories. Here's a fresh perspective. Create a reverse bucket list. Write down everything you accomplished this year, no matter how small. Did you learn to say no when you needed to? Did you show yourself kindness on a hard day? Growth often happens quietly in moments that don't always look like milestones. As we reflect on our growth, let's take a step further and look at the challenges we faced this year. What lessons can we uncover from those moments? Every challenge carries a lesson, but are we willing to see it? Instead of asking, why me? Try asking, what is this teaching me? For me, challenges like hirsutism have taught me resilience. They've pushed me to find my worth and beauty beyond the surface. They've stretched me and shaped me into someone stronger than I ever imagined. What about you? What did your struggles reveal to you this year? Your challenges are not your identity. They're opportunities to grow, to stretch, to become. Recognizing these lessons within our challenges is powerful. But what if we took it even further? What if we could thank those struggles for shaping us? Instead of resenting your struggles, thank them. Thank the moments that felt impossible for teaching you perseverance. Thank the days you felt unseen for showing you how to see yourself. When you thank your struggles, you take away their power to diminish you. Instead, you let them refine you. As you reflect on this year, write down one way your struggles made you stronger. Did they teach you patience, compassion, courage? These aren't small things. They're gifts of growth. Once we've embraced gratitude for the past, it's time to look inward at what might be holding us back, our fears. Let's confront those whispers of fear together. Fear whispers loudest at the end of the year. Fear of failure, fear of change, fear of being judged, or even fear of success. Let's confront it. Write down everything you're afraid of. Get it all into the page. Then pick one fear and commit to facing it before the year ends. Maybe it's speaking up for yourself, taking a leap of faith, or showing a vulnerable part of yourself to the world. Growth lives on the other side of fear. And when we take even one small step forward, we'll realize fear is just a shadow. It only has as much power as you give it. Fear and self-doubt often go hand in hand. Now let's identify and challenge the beliefs about ourselves that have kept us stuck this year. This year, what belief about yourself held you back? Was it, I'm not enough? I'll always be stuck. I can't handle this. Let's challenge that belief. Each time it surfaces, replace it with something empowering, like, I am worthy of love and success. I am strong enough to overcome this. I am capable of more than I believe. Or what about, I am fearless, free, and forever loved. The truth is, you were created for more. Lies only hold power if we let them. Spend these last days of the year rewriting your story, one thought at a time. As we rewrite those limiting beliefs, we can step out of our comfort zones and into what I call the stretch zone, that place where real growth happens. Growth doesn't happen in comfort. It happens in the stretch zone, where things feel slightly uncomfortable, but not overwhelming. Ask yourself, where did I stretch myself this year? How can I take one more step outside my comfort zone before the year ends? Maybe it's pursuing a dream you've been putting off, forgiving someone, or embracing a part of yourself you struggle to love. Growth is about showing up even when it feels uncertain. With growth comes the promise of something new. As we approach 2025, let's shift our focus to intentions rather than resolutions. Resolutions often come from a place of fixing, but intentions come from a place of becoming. Ask yourself, who do I want to become in the next year? How can I show up for myself with more love and compassion? Choose a single word to define your year ahead, something that reflects your intention. Maybe it's courage, freedom, grace, or joy. Let that word guide your choices, your mindset, and your growth in the new year. And as we set our intentions for the new year, I'm reminded of a powerful scripture that speaks to the beauty of new beginnings. Isaiah 43:18-19 reminds us, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? God is always doing a new thing in our lives. His plans for you don't hinge on perfection. They hinge on progress. This scripture invites us to release the past, both regrets and successes, and embrace what is unfolding now. The new thing isn't always obvious. Sometimes it hides in the places we least expect, but it's there, waiting to spring up and show us the path forward. Reflect. What new thing is God stirring in your heart for 2025? As we close out 2024, remember this. You are not defined by what you didn't accomplish. You are defined by your courage to keep going, your willingness to grow, and your ability to rise even when life feels hard. Your journey isn't about perfection. It's about progress. Let's finish this year strong, not with pressure to achieve, but with gratitude for how far you've come and hope for what's ahead. The best is yet to come. Believe it. Before we wrap up, here's a quote to inspire us as we step into the new year. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. Eleanor Roosevelt. Thanks for joining me today. Remember to subscribe, rate, and share. Subscribe to keep moving forward together. You'll get notifications for new episodes so you won't miss any encouragement. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a rating. It helps more beautiful people like you to discover the show faster. And if someone came to mind, share this with them. Until next time, be fearless, be free, and always remember, you are forever loved.
I'm loving the day, loving the way I look in the mirror. I got no fear, I'm feeling myself, ring all the bells. I'm coming hot, not gonna stop. I'm liking my shoes, liking my shirt. I like how I move, skipping the dirt. I'm on top of the world, it feels so good.